Good morning, everybody. Welcome to worship here on this rainy Sunday morning at Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether this is your first time coming here or you've been here all your life, we are so glad that you're here to worship together. Today we have a few announcements to get us started.
Good morning. This upcoming Saturday is the Jamaica Coffee House. It's from 6 to 8:30. Sign-ups for entertainment is on the kiosk. Unless you want Frona to perform for 2 hours straight, please sign up. There are also sign-ups for desserts on the kiosk. If you want to ask Katie Oman or I about performing, please let us know. And then if you want tickets, you can either get them at the door or ask Nadia Nalowski. Thank you.
Good morning, Chris Oman on behalf of Public Worship today. I have the schedule for 2016-17 communion, usher teams, lay readers, front door greeters. This is my first year doing it. It is a very interesting process to try to put together. I appreciate all of your patience and understanding. Basically, again, just in talking to people, we all have our preferences on how things work or when you're serving. We did try to shift things around this year so that teams weren't on the same months as they were last year. If it's a problem, you know, just to work with somebody else, try to find a sub, swap it out, just make sure the church office knows. I've been emailed people that I had email addresses for personally. I sent an email out yesterday. Hopefully you got that. If not, I've been bopping around this morning handing out paper copies. I'm going to stay after church right here in the sanctuary. I've got paper copies. And if you would prefer an email copy as well or instead, I'll have a sign up for that. We'll try to make sure everybody's got the information they need for the upcoming year. And thank you so much for serving. And again, if there's a problem or an issue, if you can just work out a sub on your own and let the church office know, that's the way to do it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I need a sub on May 1st. Just kidding. This is a save-the-date announcement. On Saturday, January 30th, we're serving a meal at the new homeless shelter on East Main Street. We'll have much more details for you next week. But Saturday the 30th, we're serving dinner. We'll prepare it here in the afternoon. So we'll probably be looking for food donations as well, but just save the date, Saturday, January 30th. Thanks.
Some announcements for youth group. Senior highs, this is RSVP day. If you are coming to our senior high retreat in 2 weeks out at the probably muddy Covenant Acres, please let me know. Give me your forms. Give me your money. If you're not coming, also let me know so I don't have to hunt you down. Also, Tri-Ennium RSVPs are coming up. So if you want to spend this amazing week with us in Indiana this summer with Presbyterians from all around the world, come find me and let's get things figured out. Junior High's youth group next week is going to be a night at the movies. So since movies are usually a little longer than a couple hours, we're going to meet here at 6:30, drive out to the theater and pick a show to see, and be back by 9:30. See you there.
Thank you.
Please stand and join me in the call to worship. Come, all God's people, and listen to the voice of God. From the formless waters, God created life and called it good.
In the waters of the River Jordan, John baptizes Jesus, the source of the living water.
Water reminds us of our vows to follow Christ. We are all God's people, and we come together in worship and celebration.
If you would join me in the prayer of confession. Merciful God, we know that we are your beloved children, but it is so hard to be love itself. We try to welcome others as you welcome us, but we sometimes fail. Our fears get the better of us, and we struggle to live out your commandments. We repent of our shortcomings and ask for forgiveness. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, if you would join me individually in our silent prayers of confession. You give us the gift of water to remind us that we can begin again anew. Even if we have strayed, we know that you can set us again on the path to you. God, you know us and love us, and we are honored to be your beloved. Thanks be to God. Amen. And could our children come forward, please, now for the thoughts for the children?
Can you turn around and face me here? I'm going to sit on the bench. I'm not going to try to get on the floor. Is there any more? Good morning, everyone. I want to know how much you know about baptism. We talked about it a little bit already today. Does anybody know? What do we do at baptism? Have you seen the little kids? Yeah? We welcome people to our church, yes? What does it signify? What do we do to the babies when we baptize them? Does anybody know? What does the minister do? She puts her hands in the water and she sprinkles it on their head. Sometimes the babies cry, huh? They don't know what's going on. Well, I'm going to tell you today a story about a very special baptism. There was a man named John who was the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth. John was known for preaching and baptizing people in the Jordan River. Some people thought John might be the one from God, the Messiah, for whom they waited. John the Baptizer talked with people about how God wanted them to change, to be better people. When they said they wanted to live different lives, more like God wanted, John would baptize them in the river. It was like he was washing away the old ways so the new ways could take over. One day, Jesus came to John and asked John to baptize him. But John said, "Who am I to baptize you? I'm not worthy to even tie your sandals." But Jesus said, "You should baptize me because that's what God wants." So John and Jesus walked into the river, and John baptized Jesus. In those days, being baptized meant dunking your whole body in the water. Sometimes people today do that too, and some sprinkle the water on the head just like we do. When Jesus came out of the water, a bright light shone on him, and the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove and flew right over Jesus. Also, a voice was heard saying, "This is my son, who I love very much, and I'm very, very proud of him." Can you pray with me? God, we know that you love us, just as you loved Jesus. Thank you for your love. Amen. You could go to your class.
Thank you.
The first reading of the word is from Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 7. Listen for the word of God. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
Our second reading of the word comes from the book of Luke, chapter 3, verses 15 to 17, 21 to 22. Listen now for God's word. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. Friends, this is God's word for us today. Has anybody made a New Year's resolution? We're already halfway into January, so it's been a while. You do not have to tell me if you are still going through with your New Year's resolution. I understand that could get awkward. But it still seems like this is that time of year when we're filled with optimism about the brand new year. This year will be different, we decide. And so we resolve to eat healthier. Go to the gym more or at all, to focus more perhaps, or get ahead at work. Of course, you can do these things anytime, but the new year gives us this chance to look back at our past and think more about the possibilities that are in front of us. Sometimes the resolutions stick, we follow through, and sometimes they don't. It's a great idea to eat more salads, but not very easy when everybody else around you wants pizza for dinner. You need support to change. For people who needed even more of a restart, baptism in ancient Israel was a chance to start your entire life anew. Crowds came from all over to be baptized by John at the Jordan River, eager for new life. One by one, they confessed their sins and set away their old lives. They were baptized, letting the water wash away their lives and leaving them open to something new. I wonder what happened to them afterwards, these first early recipients of baptism. Were their new lives as dedicated to God as they had planned? As they went home from the Jordan River, did they walk alone? Back at home, was there anyone there to help them along their path? Or was there nobody to help them remember that miraculous transformation down by the river? John the Baptist lived by the Jordan for years, and stories about him reached far and wide. People who were desperate for something more in their lives came to him, hoping for a fresh start. And when Jesus is just ready to begin his ministry, he travels there to be with all of those searching, hoping people. Jesus is baptized right next to all the sinners and the seekers and everyone wanting something more from their lives. And then something amazing happens. The something that all of those people were searching for appears right in front of them. God on earth. The Holy Spirit descends on Jesus like a dove, and everyone gets to hear God's proclamation. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. It's one thing to get a fresh start with a baptism, and it can be an important one. For many adults, baptism is a chance to wash off the old life, prepare for a life of faith in Christ. But Jesus shows us exactly what God can do through baptism. It isn't just a chance to wear people down, but to wash off the world's expectations and show everybody that God has known them from the beginning, that each person is God's child, beloved and called by name to be part of God's wonderful plan for the world. Some people consider this baptism to be the beginning of Jesus' ministry in the world, not his first miracle or his first sermon, but when everybody got to see God's love shining in him. In his baptism, Jesus is named as God's son. You have to wonder what the crowd around Jesus was thinking when the heavens were torn open and the voice of God boomed down. What the? Who is that guy? Who could possibly be so important to get an endorsement from God? I've never seen him before, have you? God is pleased with Jesus not because he's already built up an impressive resume, or because he's become some kind of holy celebrity. But all of Jesus' miracles and speeches come later. God isn't worried about what Jesus has done, but what he will bring to the world. God knows all of Jesus' potential, the people he'll pray with, the disciples he'll lead, and the joy and salvation that he will bring to humanity. God knows this potential is so strong that Jesus is going to change the world forever. The hope which all these people have been searching for is finally here, and he's ready to begin his ministry. Through baptism, Jesus has claimed his place as God's son and celebrated God's love for him. And like every parent, God can see Jesus' potential and is so ready to shout out to the world how amazing Jesus' life will be. Jesus waited 30 years to begin his ministry, or at least the parts that have been recorded in Scripture. We know very little about his life between childhood and baptism, when the heavens open. But as Presbyterians, we get impatient. We don't want to wait that long to proclaim how wonderful it is that God is in our lives. We can see in our church how wonderful our new babies are. Well, parents look at their child and know, deep down, that this child is beloved by God. They can see all of the potential right there from the beginning, and they want to celebrate that potential with everyone they meet. So we bring our children to be baptized, and we get to celebrate together as a church. That moment is a chance for us to wash away all the worries of the world. Will they grow up to have lots of money or power? And instead, remember that they will grow up to be loved. Each child of God is baptized as a recognition that we have the potential to follow Christ, to heal the sick and to feed the hungry, to share God's grace with everyone that we meet. When we were baptized, God rejoiced as the church celebrated our welcome into the family of faith. Baptism reminds everybody that each child of God has the potential to change the world, to become the passionate person who works for justice and is devoted to Jesus Christ. It lets us see and feel a reminder of God's grace, the same water which gives us life and marks us as God's own. We are each told in baptism that we are a child of God. And the God who sees everything that we are and everything we can become is pleased with us. Living up to that kind of potential can feel daunting. I mean, sure, Jesus did a great job at pleasing God, but the rest of us don't always measure up. The waters of baptism don't wear off. As we grow and mature, as we search for our place in the world, God's grace still calls us and claims us. And as we search for the right path in our new, blessed lives, we'll never be searching alone. God's grace continues to shine down on us in that baptismal moment for the rest of our lives. God knows our potential and celebrates every chance we have to show love to the world. And when we need help or guidance, we have the rest of the church to back us up. Just as Jesus was baptized, surrounded by other seekers, we come together and are baptized in the love and support of our church. Baptism gives our families a chance to be joined by the rest of their church family and to accept the gifts that we have to offer. Throughout our lives, the church should be a place where all people can come for comfort, as we're all children adopted into God's family. Fred Craddock, a beloved pastor with a bit of a country bent, told his congregation the story of a small church's baptism tradition. It was the custom in that church at Easter, he said, to have a baptismal service, and it was held on the lake at Easter evening at sundown. After all the candidates had been baptized in the lake, everyone changed into dry clothes and they gathered around a fire. When they were all around the fire, one parishioner always introduced the new people. He gave their names, where they lived, and where they worked. The newly baptized people stayed close to the warmth of the fire. The next part of the ritual was that each person around the circle gave their name and said, "My name is," and if you ever need somebody to do the washing or the ironing, you can call on me. "My name is," if you ever need somebody to chop wood, you can call on me. "My name is," if you need anybody to babysit, you can call on me. "My name is," if you need anybody to sit with the sick, you can call on me. "My name is," if you ever need a car to go to town, you can call on me. Around the circle they went. They cooked dinner and ate together. They sang. And finally, a parishioner named Percy Miller, with thumbs in his bibbed overalls, would stand up and say, "It's time to go." And everyone left. He lingered behind, and with his big shoe kicked sand over the dying fire. He looked up at me and said, "You know, folks don't get any closer than this." And that community, their name for that kind of togetherness is church. They call that church. Our church is where we celebrate God's love for us, but also where we are blessed to get to live out our love for each other. Let us remember our baptisms today, giving thanks for the God who sees all our potential and calls us by name. Let us give thanks for the chance to baptize other people as a church, welcoming them into God's family. I invite you all to take some time now, give thanks for your own baptism, or reflect on what baptism means to you. If you can remember your actual baptism, think back to that moment. If, like me, you are way too young, think back to the baby pictures you've seen and know that God saw your potential way before you did. God has called you and claimed you as beloved children, part of God's family and our church family here together. We don't always do our baptisms in the font, but now that the Christmas tree is gone, we can see the font as a constant reminder of God's love for us. Today there's water in the baptismal font and little glass stones in the water, something you can hold and take with you to remind you of your baptism. I invite you to come forward as you're comfortable to take a stone from the water and to give thanks for your adoption into God's family. May we all live into the potential that God sees in us, be filled with new life through God's grace. Amen. a time when we get to celebrate and lift up the joys that make our lives wonderful, and also the people we love and care about that we want to lift up for support and comfort. Who has something that they'd like to share with us today?
Dick Stewart, we have two prayer requests. I'd like to ask your prayers for my sister Bonnie, who's having breast cancer surgery tomorrow, and for our daughter Sarah, who's having her thyroid removed on Wednesday. Would appreciate your prayers.
Prayers.
Janice Bilalovic. George and I are very grateful for the VA providing him with a power wheelchair carrier for the car. And now we have two. We have the old manual one that if there's anybody here or you know of anybody that could use it, it hooks in the hitch receiver and it has a little ramp that folds down. And we would like to give it to somebody that could use it.
Thank you.
Dennis White. Debbie and I are very happy to announce that we are grandparents again. Our daughter Jennifer gave birth to a little girl named Freya Elizabeth Olson on Friday morning. Hopefully they're coming home right now. They're both doing very, very well. If you get a chance, say congratulations to the great-grandparents, Dean and Sonia Davis, too. Thank you.
Rick Howe, just many of you know by now, Kathy's sister passed away Thursday. Our service will be next Saturday at Lodge on the Green. Her name is Margaret Mackay. She struggled several months with lung cancer. The kids, though, they lost their dad this summer and then turn around and lose mom now. So prayers, solace, and comfort for them in their trials. Okay. Her name's Margaret Mackay. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Gretchen Green, I'd like prayers for my son and his wife who will be traveling to Cleveland this week. She has appointments at the Cleveland Clinic to hopefully answer some questions about the rare heart condition that she has. Thank you.
Prayers for answers.
Kathy Wakeman, I'd like to ask for prayers as my dad is having heart surgery on Tuesday.
Prayers of concern. We lost a member of our board at the Gates Historical Society, Joan Bowden, and went to her service yesterday and talk about a life that was a child of God. Her family, her children, and her grandchildren talked about her at the service, and it was so moving, so moving. So prayers for a wonderful life, Joan Bowden.
Elder Rushan, I'd like to ask for prayers for Anne-Marie and Osmond Sim on the passing of Anne-Marie's mom, Barbara Chung, this morning at about 5:30. So please keep them in your prayers.
We have a lot of prayers from our children today, and they are almost all joys. Giving thanks for time to play and watch movies. The joys of going to the museum and YMCA and getting to sell Girl Scout cookies. There was a rental car with two radios, pretty exciting, and two separate prayers of Thanksgiving for Star Wars, so we understand each other. A lot of joy for getting to visit with grandparents and spend time with mom as well. There are also prayers for a friend's dad who was in the hospital with cancer. Prayers for more sleep this week, which I think we could all use, and prayers of joy for making it into the talent show. Let us all come together and pray now. Holy and loving God, help us to feel the river of your grace. Show us the people who bring your light into our lives, and help us to give thanks for all of our wonderful blessings. May all God's children know the gift of acceptance, and may all those who seek your strength taste the fullness of joy. Holy God, we lift up today all who are ill, recovering from surgery,
and the caretakers who love them. Give those who are recovering or waiting to go strength. Help them to feel your peace and patience as they recover. Help us to be kind to those with unseen illnesses and welcome them with love and acceptance. God, we lift up the families also who are grieving after the loss of a loved one. May you give them comfort and the sure knowledge of your eternal love. Dove of the Spirit, may we be open to see your flight in the world everywhere we go. May all who bow in prayer feel the wing beats of your joy. Help your children know their call to be loving. We ask all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught his followers to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We know in all times that the things that we have are a precious gift from God. So let us give back with thanksgiving as the ushers now collect our offerings.
Use our gifts of money, and please also use us and help us reach our potential this year. Help us to be closer to you than ever before. Amen.
Now go out into the world in peace. Love God, serve your neighbor, and know that everywhere you go, the love of God, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer is with you every step of the way. Amen.